Bez Hashem, continue with Pele Yoitz Ois Aleph, Avas Ishvi Isha Shin number 35, and we are discussing a very important topic, even though I've said that numerous times, on this discussion of Avas Ishvi Isha. However, this is a very serious topic, and the Gemara tells us in Bavli Tzia Daf Nun Tes Amud Aleph, Le'olam Yehi Adam Zohir Bo'ino'as Ishtoi. A person has to always be careful not to pain his wife. Shemitoich Shidim Oso Mitsuyo. Since her tears are in the forefront of her eyes, Dimasa Mitsuyo. Mitsuyo is like when you lose something, it's a Mitsuyo, you found it. So her tears are there. So he says, then, if a person is understanding that his wife's tears are right there, if he says something, what happens is like this. Since her tears are there, he could say something that he doesn't realize is offensive. But to a wife, it will be offensive. And then she could start crying very easily. But it doesn't end there. Rachmanu litzlon. If a wife cries because of the pain that her husband gives her, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, what are you doing? You're bringing pain to my daughter? That's my daughter. Now, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Rachman Litzlan, will come with a patch to that husband. So he says over here, he's talking to the wife and he's talking to the husband. The Peleoitz is talking to both. Of course, the husband has to be careful as much as possible not to say something that can offend his wife. And he has to understand and get yourself a friend, a Seidel Chachavir. You know why? Because if you want to tell your friend a good joke, he might appreciate it. But that same joke you tell to your wife and she'll be very annoyed at you. So make sure you get yourself a friend to save yourself a lot of problems, because if she gets annoyed and then she starts crying or is pained, Hashem exacts punishment. I'm hesitant to say the words, but that's what the words say. I'm here to tell you what the words say. And now he tells us a horrific maisa of a situation like this that just happened. When I say just, I have in the Gemara and Ksubis. Chol yom b'yinu b'necha k'chadoshim. It's like it happened just brand new. Samach beizim at beiz. Take a look in the Gemara. So on top of the Amud, the Gemara says over there about a husband who come home once a year. He was learning all the time. One day, his wife, they're expecting him home. She's waiting and waiting. And he made a mistake. He got too busy with the sugya, with the learning. This is a true story. He got too busy. His wife's waiting. She says, oh, my husband's, I'm sure he's around the corner. He's coming around the corner. I'm sure he'll be home any minute. Now, of course, this is a day before cell phones, which in this generation, if your wife is expecting a certain time, pull out the phone and give her a call. I'll even say, if you can call, don't rely on a text. Because you're going to send a text. She's going to say, I never got the text. You're going to show her, look, I sent it. She's going to show you, look, I never received it. So you'll say, well, your phone doesn't work. My phone, just good old-fashioned call. The wife in this story, in the Gemara, in Ksubas Daf Samach Beis, Amud Beis, became sad to the point where she shed some tears. the man, the husband, miles away, was sitting and learning, and the floor collapsed, and he never made it home. So you'll say, well, how'd that have to help anybody? She wanted her husband to come home. Now he's not coming home ever. It's not a matter of helping. It's a matter of reality. The wife has to be careful with the power of her tears. And the husband has to be careful to make sure he doesn't cause these tears. And I just want to remind us of our topic we discussed yesterday. You see, the Masa Kreva, that women have these power of the tears. Use these tears and daven for the husbands, daven for the children, daven for people who should get a shidduch, daven for people to get a parnasa. People you don't know, daven for them and cry for them. It could be a next door neighbor, it could be a relative. Take out David HaMelech's Sefer Tehillim. Don't just read the words, run to the words. Say the words. Appreciate the words. Cry over the words. And those tears will go up to Shemayim. In the same way Hashem comes down and punishes a husband who is responsible for causing the wife tears, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, you're crying for someone else to have a shidduch, to have a child, to have a parnasa, to have a refuah shleima. That's what I wanted to hear. Chazal tell us, on the day the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, all the gates were sealed, except for one gate, and that's the gate of tears. Where the gate of tears pierces through, goes straight to Shemayim, hits its target, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, that's what I wanted to hear.